This is Adam of the Dollar Band. We are here in Greenville recording. I actually got quite a few of the Charlotte contributors to come down to Greenville today so that we could do the Best of the Dollar Band Awards. Dollar Band Awards Best of 2010 is what we call it. And we've tallied up all of the open voting. This year we did open voting on the website. Basically, we gave all the categories. People could put whatever they wanted. We didn't limit it to the nominations from the forum, which we'd had some complaints about in the past, and that's cool, whatever. If you wanted better people nominated, then you would come to the forum and nominate them, whatever. But this year we tried open voting to see what we would get, and we got pretty much exactly what we expected to get, and that was a little bit of everything for a lot of these answers. So today, sitting around the circle, to my left is Devin, followed by returning guest Seth. Next to Seth, as always, is Heather. hey, Devin. Morse coding people. Ted with a cold.
Hey.
Sean with gas. Horrible, I know
it. It happens, you know? I mean, you eat onion rings and a bran muffin.
They were delicious onion rings.
They were.
And that's it. That's the crew for today. And what I did is I've printed out all of the pretty much every category that we had. Like I said, we got a bunch of votes. I printed out all the votes. All the people that were elected or nominated or whatever the hell it was, went ahead and listed them all. Everybody's going to go around. We're going to go around. We're going to read all of the nominations. Then we also have the winner of each one. Quite a few of these have been ties. Whenever we come across one that's a tie, we here contributing at the Dollar Bin today will decide who the tiebreaker is once and for all. We are going to decide what the best of 2010 is. That's where theme music would kick in if we had it. And it'd be like, ba-da-da, best of 2000, ba-da-da. Something like that. I don't know. Whatever. That's getting cut.
That just means that was it, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like it gets that much better with production value or anything.
The time and production value. That's a good first shot.
I was kind of curious as to the people voting who actually listened to the Dollar Bin and what we were getting. The majority of the people who voted do actually listen to the Dollar Bin on a regular basis.
Good for them.
Which is interesting. But let's go right into it, because that's enough of me talking, right?
Yeah.
From the top, we start off. We want to start from the top, as we always do. Go down, and the first category, I believe, was Writer of the Year. I'm not sure. Oh, I do know where that is. So go ahead and take it from there, Seth.
Okay. I guess we call them nominations.
I don't know. Whatever. People voted for.
The people who people voted for.
The nominees.
Yes. Yeah. Starting at the top, Jason Aaron, Roger Langridge, Garth Marenghi, Mike Carey, David McAdoo, Simeon Sellers, Scott Snyder, Art Baltazar, Mark Waid, Grant Morrison, Ed Brubaker, Cullen Bunn, Jonathan Hickman, Brian Michael Bendis, Nick Spencer, Joe Hill, John Lehman, Robert Kirkman, and Jeff Johns.
Anybody we missed? Did anybody else write a comic this year?
And apparently three
Rashida Jones. Can I get Rashida Jones?
Well, that was 2011.
She's a co-creator. No, that's still going on. That's still going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think she's co-creator three-way something. Yeah. She Frenemy does. Of yeah. the state.
Yep.
And the anyway, there were three.
There was a three-way tie.
Three-way tie, yes.
Yeah. We get the break.
Three-way tie between Mike Carey, Jason Aaron, and Jonathan Hickman.
Hickman.
I voted initially for Mike Carey, and my vote stays with Mike Carey.
I'll tiebreaker it to Jason Aaron.
Jason Aaron.
I will co-sign on
that. Jason I'll also Aaron, go yes. with Jason Aaron.
Jason Aaron, it is.
Okay, sure.
Jason whatever. Aaron, you are the Dollar Bin Writer of the Year.
Deservedly so.
This is not
so.
His first award.
No, it's not.
No Bob Kirkman love, huh?
Jason Aaron has previously won.
Bobby Kirkman as you nominated. how about who's got Artist of the Year?
Oh, God, I do. And my congested state, this is going to be a fun ride. Is it Gabriel Ba? Gabriel Ba?
Gabriel Ba.
Gabriel Ba and Fabio Moon. Do they really have the reverse exclamation points in their name, or is it just some weird printer thing? Okay.
It is a weird printer thing, because I have a funny Scott Pilgrim thing.
Michael DeForge, David McAdoo, Pepe Milan. That's not a real person, is it, right?
It is. We had to do research.
We had to do some research. But
that's like
up.
The dog whisperer's brother. Francesco Francavilla.
Hey.
All right. Francesco. Stephanie Rowe.
This is my brother, Stephane baby.
Stefan Rue.
Stefan Rue.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come
Chris
on
Ware.
Now.
Chris Samney. JG.
Somni.
Oh, Somni. Whatever. JG Jones. Dustin Nguyen. I got Nguyen right, but I can't get Somni.
There you go.
Brian Hurt. Olivier Coypel. Coypond. Joy Eisma. Joe Eisma. Peter Gross. I feel like I'm fucking retarded here. Raphael Percal.
I'm really glad you gave Ted this category.
Raphael Albuquerque. Richard Corbin. Ryan Otley. Doug Monkey.
Doug Monkey.
What? First, Seth has Simeon somebody. And
yeah, Simeon
Ted's
Sellers.
Got
Simeon Monkey.
Monkey.
That's what I voted. My vote's for Simeon Monkey.
Gabriel Rodriguez. J.H. Williams III. And Chris Black.
Oh, nice.
And we have a two-way tie. That I guess we're going to break here.
Out of the 30 artists
you
just read.
Yeah, between the 75 artists that I just read. Between Francesco Francavilla and David McAdoo. Who? Will someone like to tell us who David McAdoo is while we're...
Well, if you've been on the Dollar Bin website, you would have heard an interview with Dave. I've also reviewed his graphic novel, Red Moon. And they were kind enough to give a lot of links to the Dollar Bin this past year.
Well, David, you rock. And because of that, you're getting my vote for Artist of the Year.
I got to slam. I got to give Francesco Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
I like Dave. Definitely. He's a really nice guy. And he's got in the art and Red Moon graphic. The Red Moon is great, but it's the art in Red Moon as opposed to Francesco, who's had, you know, a few pretty good solid books this year.
No.
Yeah, is it bad that I went against a guy that I paid a lot of money for commissions for?
So, I mean, like, I like Dave and I like his art, but Francesco's got a little bit more that he's showing right now.
I'm going to vote for Francesco just for the comic twart stuff alone, man.
He is my iPhone background, his minimalist Silver Surfer.
Oh, God.
It's incredible.
Man. Okay, yeah. Evan.
All right, well, David, I tried. Sorry. Sorry, buddy. Good luck.
Any of you guys, you got it.
Are you guys going to vote?
Oh.
No.
Well, apparently it's 2-1 Francesco.
Well, actually, I mean, two votes for Francesco, two votes for indifferent. So,
my vote was for Francesco. Initially. I could vote for Chris Brunner, but he hasn't published anything.
He's just gonna like,
I gotta say his warm up sketches probably better than most of the stuff I'm seeing in comics nowadays. Anyway.
Yeah, it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah. Francesco.
Francesco, and I'm guessing Dave, Heather.
Yes, I would support Dave.
And do you abstain?
Having not read Red Moon yet, kind of can't make a judgment on that. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
All right.
Francesco,
congratulations!
Yay. We got to do a show on you. You're awesome.
Or with you.
That too. That'd be awesome. We should do a show. We should get Francesco to come up and do a show.
That would be interesting. For sure.
Okay, so Colors of the Year. Half of these things I can't pronounce. And a lot of these people I don't know. And I'm pretty sure that one of these are made up. But, okay, Colors of the Year, and the nominees are...
Mike Hunt.
Ben Dover. Okay, no. Amanda Hug and Kiss. Okay, Dave Stewart. Rico Renzi.
That's made up.
Kazu Kibushi. Pepe Malone.
Okay, so I'm confused about this Pepe Milan character. Did he actually do like every single part of that Jesus
comic? Black Jesus.
He did not write it.
Oh. Okay, okay. Laura Martin. Jim Rugg, who is not a colorist.
Does he color any of his own work?
Yes.
Well, then he's a colorist.
No. I love Jim Rugg. He's awesome, incredible, but he's not. Okay. Chris Somni. Okay.
Now, Chris... isn't a colorist, is he?
He doesn't color his own stuff either.
No,
Usually Matt Wilson colors his hair. Yeah. Yes. Okay. This one I think is made up, and I can't pronounce it.
Try.
Coplacencia.
No, FCO. FCO. he is a colorist on Invincible.
And a bunch of other Kirkmans.
FCO. Placenta.
Placenta. FCO placenta.
Valencia.
Okay. FCO placenta. How do you say it?
Fucko.
Palencia?
I'm surprised she didn't say fucko.
Fucko.
Okay, so we're going to cut that out.
Now let's leave that in.
Okay, FCO. Placencia. But it says P-L-A-S-C-E-N-C-I-A.
I'm probably just
because
somebody probably just spelled it wrong.
That might be me.
Okay, whatever. Okay, we'll cut that out. Alex Sinclair, Bill Crabtree, Lee Lowridge, and Barbara Ciotto? I don't know who that is.
Me either. That was, I know John from Richard's Comics is the one who voted for that.
Is it bad that I don't know a lot of these?
No, because they're colorists.
Oh. Okay, and there was a three-way tie. Dave Stewart, Laura Martin, and Alex Sinclair.
Well, we know I love Laura Martin, but I actually voted for Dave Stewart, and I second my vote for Dave Stewart on this round.
I thought we previously decided if there was always a tie. If there's ever a tie, it always goes to Laura Martin. I thought we decided that like a couple years ago.
I'm voting with Ted Laura
well,
Martin.
I think you can't look at what Dave Stewart's done this year and think that anybody else did the kind of caliber that he did consistently. Especially considering the variety of things he worked on.
Mm-hmm. I don't even really know a lot. I didn't read a lot of anything Laura Martin did the colors on this year. The Stand, I think I read that, and she did colors on that, and it's solid. But like I went back and I wanted to give an honest opinion on this, and I looked through a bunch of stuff that had come out in a stack of comics, and just like anytime I was like, man, this really is Dave Stewart.
I mean, between Day Tripper and Hellboy, and
the colors on Let Me In are really, really good.
Big variety.
Okay.
So
Devin, Heather?
You ready for...
We have to...
You've had my Harvey Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
The Laura Martin.
Okay. Heather?
I'm just throwing it out there. Rico?
Rico deserves to be on that
Actually,
list.
Actually, well, I'll vote for Rico.
It's between Dave
Stewart.
He just
got made a finalist.
Laura Martin. I second Devin. Okay.
Back in the room.
My vote counts times 10.
So it's now a three-way tie between Dave Stewart.
It was
Laura
a three-way.
Martin.
It's a four-way tie now, isn't it?
It's Dave Stewart, Laura Martin, and Alex Sinclair.
Yes.
So, is it Laura Martin the winner? Okay.
I meant for Dave.
Okay. So Dave.
Yeah, I was Laura, so.
So that's three.
Three to...
And I was Laura, so...
It's three to three.
Right. Can they both win?
Yes.
Or does
tie.
Laura Martin think, always win the tie?
I think Laura Martin wins a tie.
Has Dave Stewart done
any
multiple
dollar bin
interviews?
And it's true. And is...
But maybe this is a good way to get him to do one.
I don't know if you guys know, but I did...
He'd have to come to HeroesCon, wouldn't he?
Make a button. Laura Martin colors my world.
She did. All right. Laura Martin.
Laura Martin.
Laura Martin.
For the fourth year running.
It's the Laura Martin rule.
I think, you know what? To be fair.
That's the closest she's ever come, though, to not winning.
Can I put something forward to be fair? How about, you know, 4 years in a run, 4 years in a row, nice run. We take her out of consideration going forward and call the Laura Martin Award. I think that's the way we do this.
I think that's the way we go.
Laura Martin Colorist of the Year.
The Laura Martin Colorist of the Year Award.
Done.
I like
the first annual Laura Martin Colorist of the Year.
Done. Solid. Done.
Okay.
Laura Martin, this is your last year winning Colorist of the Year on the Dollar Bin.
There it is.
Hey, this is Ghost of Podcast Future Adam. Just to say that we got some votes in while we were recording the show, and one of those votes was for Colorist of the Year, and the vote was for Laura Martin Colorist of the Year, making Laura Martin official winner of Colorist of the Year.
The next category is
we want to go back
cover
to cover
artist
artists?
Of yes. the year.
Cover artist of the year.
All right, nominees are J.H. Williams III, Chrissy Zullo, Joe Chin, Pepe Milan, Chris Somney, Gabriel Ba, Adam Hughes, Dustin Nguyen, J.G. Jones, really, from Morning Glories, Rodin Esquajo, Brian Ballin, Alex Ross, Scotty Young, Gerald Perel, Mike Mignola, Jock, Arthur Adams, Gary Frank, and Tim Bradstreet. There's only one highlighted here. Oh, so that's the winner?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Which is Chrissy Zulo.
Yay!
Chrissy, who I think she did a cover this year.
Congratulations.
What?
What Chrissy do like? Well, like most of the Cinderella came out last year, didn't it?
The sixth issue came out.
Oh,
that was all like 09? Oh.
And she did Hack Slash.
Well,
and so, Madame Xanadu.
She did an entire Madame Xanadu.
Think about this, though. The 2010 dollar bin. The 2010 Dollar Bin
she
Awards
did the cover for that one too, though,
are taking place at the end of February, and she just right. has a new issue on the shelf.
Well, so. It was that mostly black cover.
The
with,
Trade came out too.
It's the same
cover. So it's a cover that came out in 2010.
I love Chrissy. I love her art. Her covers are amazing.
All right.
That's hilarious. She wins the category. Yeah, we have to really think about whether or not she actually had anything come out this year or not.
She technically didn't qualify, but she won.
Oh, no.
So.
We just really like you, Chrissy. We'd give you an award.
Please leave
she
that
had
in.
More. She had more interiors this year than she had covers.
Please leave
which
that
is good. Good.
But it is, absolutely. It's and good. Her interiors were great, too.
Actually, it was a tie. Well, no. I mean, if you wouldn't count the cover. She had the cover of The Trade, she had three covers come out. If you want to count interior work that she did, she had two.
Yay, Chrissy! Well,
Dollar Bin Awards have always kind of been like that anyway, though. You know, it's always been like...
Fluid with the rules.
An excuse yes. for us to give shout-outs to, yes. you know,
best
stuff that we like.
Jack Kirby.
So,
yeah. Yeah, accepting is the ghost of Jack Kirby.
Well, technically it's because we just picked up the anthology books, and so technically, like, it was printed this year.
In Spain.
I just read the
first printing in Nicaragua.
All right. And the next category is issue of the year.
I have that. Okay. We've got Fables 100, Thor the Mighty Avenger number 1. Did you just snort? You keep your judgments until the end of the list. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
I thought he was blowing his nose.
He's sick. It's okay.
That was a sick reaction. It wasn't a snort out of ridicule at all.
It wasn't a snarky snort.
It was.
Snarf.
Acne Novelty Library number 20.
Not really an issue.
Abortion rights. Wink.
Get it? Issue of the year. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
I had to explain that to Adam like 3 times.
Really?
It's like there's a book called Abortion Rights.
It's like an issue, get it? But he's like, but
Watchmen.
You know what, but it wouldn't surprise
God, is that
me.
An Avatar
go,
book?
It wouldn't surprise is. Me there was like some independent comic.
Okay. Was, abortion
I don't think they would have done the wink after it if it wasn't
It could
a
have
joke.
Been Abortion Rights wink. Like I've seen like Jesus Christ Space Cowboy before on one of those tables and Heroes Con. It wasn't surprising.
Okay, Watchmen, Tales of Blood and Fire. Which, guys, get on Amazon. It has a soundtrack.
If you're not familiar, look at it.
Soundtrack, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, what so can we elaborate
with,
on that
with,
right quick?
With art by Pepe Mel.
Just go to Amazon and listen. That's all I'm
so
saying.
So this is the guy. Somebody just wrote Pepe Mel all the way up in tap. Pepe Mel.
Okay. Thor, the Mighty Avenger, number 4. Ted. Buffy, 32. Batman and Robin, 15. Brave and Bold, 33.
Now, Brave and Bold, 33, that's the Barbara Gordon one, right?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's the Girls' Night Out one that...
Yeah.
The
Because I don't remember what... I don't even
Lar
really know.
Larflees.
Larflees Christmas special?
That was a really funny issue.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what it is. All right, The Man with the Getaway Face...
Really good issue.
Unwritten 17.
Awesome.
Morning Glories number 1. Shield number 1.
That's a good
one. Batman and Robin number 16. Atomic Robo and the Revenge of the Vampire. Is that the one that teases that? That has a very special guest star. T. Dimension number 4. And Blackest Night number 8. And Hey Ted, suck on this because the winner. No Ties is Thor the Mighty Avenger number 4 with Man Love on the cover. So suck it.
Was that issue of the year?
That was issue of the year.
Yep.
That's a good issue.
Personally think it should have been...
should have been something else.
17. But,
choose your own adventure.
It should have probably been a book that didn't take you 7 minutes to read.
It probably should have been it should have been a book that caused a lot of like thought and maybe was double the pages because they turned it sideways.
In that case, Acme Novelty Library should have won.
Well, the lettering in this particular bubble is leaning 5 degrees to the right.
We all love
shows the whimsical nature of the author.
And Chris Somney.
And Chris
Somney. I can't tell if you're making fun of me or.
Thank you, Chris Black.
Chris Somney also participates in the comic Twarts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
And they all did some really funny Jar Jar Binks, if you haven't seen those.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen those
yet.
Those
are so good.
In fact, including Jar Jar in a jar.
Jar Jar, jar of Jar Jar?
Yeah, a jar of Jar Jar.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Thor the Mighty Avenger. We hardly knew you.
Next. That's true.
Is that in memorandum?
Yeah.
Is that in memorandum?
Number 4 was the strongest issue of that whole series.
But we can have some of that joy recaptured on Free Comic Book Day with Thor and Cap and Roger Langridge's new book, Snarked.
Series of the year is the next category.
I got that one.
Series.
Before I do this one real quick, I do want to say she brought up Peanuts. When I was watching the Heritage auctions, I saw a Peanuts strip, original strip, go for $32,000 on the Heritage auction.
Like, you mean original,
like wait, the original Charles artwork, Schultz. Charles Schultz peanut strip went for $32,000 on the Heritage auction.
What happened? Did Charlie Brown try to kick a football and Lucy moved it?
Blockhead.
Or did someone hit a baseball at Charlie Brown really fast and it knocked all his clothes off? Because I've never seen that in a peanut strip ever.
But also, to mention, like while I was watching Heritage because I've really gotten into it since watching the Savannah collection, Shelton's collection, and that thing has been going like crazy, too. Yeah.
What were some of the highlights?
Showcase number 2 went for 23.
Showcase 22.
22?
And for the comic uninitiated like me.
First appearance of Silver Age Green Lantern.
Okay. Went for 23,900.
Wow.
What do you do with a comic that you pay that much for?
You put it in a vault.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what the fuck the point of that is.
Yeah.
And you pass it on to your heirs.
So you can lean on people like, you know what?
Comics and they can
pay $22,000 for a comic book.
Pass on the location of the vault just in case somebody gets in enough financial trouble where they have to sell it. This could be your house payment.
Yeah.
You bust it open and you read it.
Aww.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
A rich bastard, you bust it open and you like light it on fire and smoke a cigar.
Light a cigar.
Dollar Bin Awards, Series of the Year. I'll read this off while we watch Ted open a Capri Sun.
Yes.
I think you should narrate it.
I always say Capri Sun, whatever.
What?
You squeeze it.
Yeah.
Oh. Perfect.
Right in. Series of the Year.
That's what she said.
The series of which people voted for are The Unwritten, Thor the Mighty Avenger, Strange Tales, Mouse Guard Legends of the Guard, Watchmen, Tale of Blood.
It's Watchman,
and Fire.
Right? It's
Watchman.
The Man of the Watch.
Tales of Blood and
Watchman?
Fire.
Watchman?
Yes. Tales of Blood and Fire.
Sorry.
iZombie, Tiny Titans and Little Archie and Gang. Day Tripper, Irredeemable, Secret Avengers, Invincible Iron Man, The Sixth Gun, Batman and Robin, Morning Glories, almost done, Cowboy Ninja Viking,
ooh,
Lock and Key, Scalped, Chew, Invincible, Fantastic Four. And of all of those series eyes, the winner is The Sixth Gun.
Ooh, interesting.
Sixth Gun won that one. Really good book. It's a really good series.
It is.
Waiting for the trade.
Waiting for the trade? There's one out.
Volume 1 has already come out.
No one's put it in my bag.
No one's put it in my
Heroes
bag.
Fail.
Sean, what's up?
The next category is...
Hey, the Sixth Gun guys are coming to Heroes Con, right?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Ta-da.
Graphic novel of the year.
Thank God. I was about to pass out over here.
Wow, you were that checked out?
I'm like 10 seconds away from Angry Birds over here.
Hey guys, Devin got a new phone.
I'm gonna start playing Jeweled while you guys.
Put my headphones in and zone out to some Osmos. Graphic novel of the year.
Angry Birds.
Wilson.
What is Wilson?
It's
Wilson.
Daniel Klaus.
Okay, right, right. That's that. Yeah, that new. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Is it Tom Hanks's buddy? Is it
some
fictional character sung about by fish?
I appreciate the fish reference.
You would.
All right. X'd Out by Charles Burns. Amelia Earhart. I don't know what.
Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. What is that after that? What did you do there?
That's the way it came out in the export.
There's weird symbols there.
There's probably
An apostrophe.
Okay. I gotcha. Oh, Ben Toll book. Okay.
Well, no, it did it on mine.
I read pictures a lot better than I read words.
It did it on mine with Scott Pilgrim's Finest Hour. Finest Hour. Finest Hour.
Finest Hour.
Bang, bang.
Okay, Red Moon, Set to Sea, hardcover.
Yeah, it's
Parker,
hardcover.
Parker
I know,
the Outfit.
Yeah.
Aphrodisiac, Body World, Superman Earth 1, Beast of Burden. Neil Young's Greendale, Krogan's March, which Adam verified by putting February of 2010 on here.
I didn't verify that.
Just in case it was a little sketchy. Black Sad, and Jonah Hex, No Way Out, or No Way Back.
I think it's a trade collection.
Oh, okay.
Well, so is Beast of Burden.
I think the Jonah Hex was a standalone thing.
Oh, an issue?
No, it's like a single...
Like an original graphic novel? Yeah.
When did that
really?
Come out?
Yeah.
Missed sure. that?
I haven't heard of that.
It came out this year, or in 2010.
Richard Fail?
Okay.
It came out. It was like a hardcover, and you probably didn't notice it because you just assumed that it was a collection.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
I don't think Palmiotti.
Well, that's marketing right there.
I don't think Palmiotti and Gray.
Oh, it's worked on. Then never mind.
Exactly.
Anyway, go ahead.
There's only one highlighted.
That must be the winner.
It must be the winner. That's Parker the Outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
I have not read it yet. We have it. Have you read it, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, you read it? I haven't read it yet.
It's awesome.
I voted for Set to See. What have out there?
What is Set to See?
It's Drew Wang.
It's a Drew Wang.
Drew
book.
Wang's one of the Fluke guys. One of the guys down at Fluke. One of the Athens.
A nautical creators. Adventure.
Gotcha.
Yes.
He's the guy that he's married to Eleanor Davis.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And the next category is Publisher of the Year.
Devin, I believe you also have that one.
Yes, I do.
Wake up.
That time I was a little distracted. The Snooky Wilkinson's been going on over there.
I don't get it. What?
No, you're Smokey.
Apparently you can't ask and answer a question.
At least they didn't have a tickle fight.
Oh, no comment.
I bared witness to a tickle fight last night while I was trying to read a comic.
So I came in from all over the comic to come blow my nose. I don't know what they were doing.
Welcome to the dollar bed, Seth. Wow.
Where we love to pick on people.
Yep.
All right, Publisher of the Year. Image, IDW, Ad House Books, Boom.
Boom!
Boom! Scholastic. Scholastic Press? Mm-hmm.
They had some good textbooks this year.
Yeah. Cotton Mifflin. Jostens. Dark Horse.
Kirk Jones.
DC Vertigo, Marvel, and Icon. We've got a few highlighted here. Well, really, I guess it's really just two.
Yeah.
Image and DC/Vertigo.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why we got.
Oh,
we got
so
DC,
why is it?
We got DC and Vertigo put together. We got Marvel and Icon separated.
That's true. But either way, Marvel
I think we
and
should
Icon,
pool the votes.
And
even Marvel and Icon put together didn't come anywhere close to that. Marvel and Icon, if we put them together, is two votes.
Well, there we go.
And yet they sell the most books.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we got Image or DC Vertigo.
If we split DC Vertigo, then Image wins. But
DC and Vertigo are one publisher.
Yeah.
Vertigo is an imprint.
Yes.
It's not its own publisher. I'm voting for DC.
I vote for DC Vertigo.
I would vote for Vertigo.
I'm voting for Image, but at this point it doesn't matter anymore, does it? Unless you and
Nah,
Ed vote
Vertigo.
Nah, I guess Vertigo. I think I voted Vertigo.
I mean, I think the only Image books I read are Walking Dead and Invincible.
Yeah, same here.
The Robert Kirkman rule.
The next category is comic book related media event of
or just related media of the year. It's not okay, the nominees are The Walking Dead TV series, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, San Diego Comic Con,
Iron
Man
that.
2, Comic Book Shoes.
What?
Converse, Converse has shoes that have comic characters
because
on
shoes are a great media.
Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Wait, was that's that one together?
That's the TV cartoon, right?
That's a cartoon. That's a cartoon.
I do like that. That's actually really good.
That is a good show.
Scott Pilgrim soundtrack, which for some reason is separate from the film. I don't know that.
I didn't combine them because they specifically said the soundtrack.
Was that
Batman
Brandon?
Brave and the Bold and Smallville.
Really? The final season of Smallville, huh? Nobody put Young Justice on there?
Yeah, Young Justice is better than Avengers, I think.
Yeah.
But it was very new. I mean, there's only a few episodes that actually came out in 2010. Like the pilot came out and then like I think one episode.
That show's great.
And the winner, I guess this wasn't, was
a
it close?
It
was by landslide.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
By landslide.
Were there any other comic book films this year?
Iron Man.
Iron Man 2, yeah.
Is that 2010, really?
Kick ass. Wasn't that 2010 too?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, I want to change my vote.
Doesn't matter.
I voted for Scott Pilgrim. Kick-Ass is better.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is kind of funny because
I think everyone in this room can change their vote and it's not going to matter.
Really?
No one would have known that if you wouldn't have said that. We could have just made this happen. Yeah, Kick-Ass is better.
Yeah, and how much better did Kick-Ass and Iron Man 2 perform than Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim did really well.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
But people thought that it was going to do better than it did.
I didn't think it did that well.
Better than Kick-Ass?
Scott Pilgrim like finished like fifth for the weekend when it came out.
Yeah, no, it did not do very well in the box office.
But it couldn't have cost that much to make, so they had to make money on it, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure they made money on it.
Dude, I don't think it was fifth. I think it came in like second.
No, because it lost to Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, it lost to like...
And like, it lost to movies that you were just like... What?
Well, okay, it lost to an Oprah movie, so, like, okay, I mean, anything would have lost to Oprah.
But there was something, like, it finished behind things it shouldn't have, like, that wasn't the only one.
It came out the same week as Expendables.
And it finished behind that, too.
Yeah, that's true, Expendables. I think it was Eat, Pray, Love, Expendables, and then Scott Pilgrim or something else.
And then now that I think about it, I saw it for a free preview, so I didn't even count Torsus.
So did we.
Yeah,
so did we. When I saw it on a freebie, so that's why it tanked. Sorry.
Well, and they had like huge screenings at San Diego. And,
yeah.
Like,
well, I bought the Blu-ray, so I made up for it.
Yeah, we got the Blu-ray too.
Yeah.
So. Maybe I forgot about Iron Man though.
Wow, the film finished fifth on its first weekend of release.
What was it behind?
With a total of $10.5 million.
Except for Heather.
You.
Heather can't suck it.
And by a second weekend of release, had dropped to the bottom of the top 10.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal described this as disappointing.
I remember all the articles about it.
But
because it was so
hyped.
I believe that was actually part of the conversation.
The film went on to earn $31.5 million in the U.S. and $16.1 million in foreign markets.
That's pretty good.
That's not.
Wow, that is not
Dude,
good.
I'll take that if they don't want it.
I hope.
I'll take that.
Does it say what it finished behind?
I didn't say that. And amazingly, Kick-Ass, about the same. I think all in total, Scott Pilgrim was, what, $47 million? Kick-Ass all in was $48 million. Oh, never mind. It's $48 million in the U.S. My apologies. And another $48 million internationally. My apologies.
I mean,
to the
not knowing
group.
Anything about the products, if you were had the choice between seeing something called Scott Pilgrim vs. the World or a movie called Kick-Ass, not knowing anything at all,
I want to go see Bangkok Dangerous or Drive Angry.
Okay, and the next category is best moment of the year.
I have that.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, it is. Because the first one is Sticker Face.
What the heck is Sticker Face?
I actually know what Sticker Face is.
Is that when the guy got stabbed in the face during San Diego Comic Con?
That would be Pencil Eye.
So, okay.
I wasn't there for that, but I kind of wish
I was. I'm pretty sure that this is an Adam Casey vote. Because Sticker Face is a customer that they have at Selfish Comics. And that's not his name. But at Selfish Comics in Winston-Salem.
Bob Stickerface.
They have toys as well as comics and stuff, and they have a lot of the Transformers. And some guy was in looking at the Transformers, and I guess there's one particular Transformer that instead of like the face being like molded in, it's actually a sticker. And the guy got really upset about it and just kept yelling Stickerface, Stickerface, that Stickerface Transformer in their store.
No, Stickerface!
If
that's
y'all,
my brother!
You should follow Adam brother. Casey on Twitter, because he's really funny about the customers that come in. As far as their nicknames and stuff, he's got a pretty amusing Twitter
Sticker
account.
Face.
That's my brother, man. Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one is 2:48 a.m. Wednesday, September 22nd.
Mm. Thanks, Henry.
I really want to know what happened.
Yeah. Now I think we're actually getting into comic moments. Chase seeing Gert in Runaways and getting hit by a car. Is that a comic moment?
It from Sounds Runaways.
Like it. Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember it, but
The final battle in Six Gun.
We don't read Runaways anymore.
Yeah.
Why has it come out?
When is that from?
It got canceled. I don't know. Runaways got canceled.
Is that even a legitimate nominee?
Probably not.
It's from like 2008.
Yeah. The final battle in Six Gun.
Awesome.
Adam Hughes describing Carrie Fisher on the All Star Super Panel at Heroes Con. That was mine. Because it's hilarious. If you haven't listened to it, you should listen to it in the Dollar Bin Archives. The release of Dennis Wartman's New York.
Yes, that's a good moment.
Sweet Tooth, that's Jeopard, You're All Gonna Die. Aries getting torn in half. What book's that from?
Siege. Oh, Siege, okay.
Bruce Wayne Returns. I don't know if that's his actual return or if that's... Is that the name of the series?
It's both.
I guess that's...
The moment is when he actually returned.
When he actually returned,
I
okay. Believe, yeah. Invincible and Friends kill a planet. Nothing stands out. Amadeus Cho becomes the new Prince of Power.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
No.
There was a miniseries called Prince of Power, apparently, that Marvel published. This is kind of the first I'm hearing
I don't know who voted for that.
Invincible chokes Conquest to death. The end of Superman's Secret Origin number 6 flying away at last page. Very specific. Fraggle Rock getting a comic. End of Secret Warriors 21 and 22, which I kind of feel like is two moments at the very least, because it's at the end
it
of two different...
It is the same moment.
Is it really? Is that
which
your vote?
Which moment is that?
Is that your vote, Devin? Can you explain why the same moment is in two issues?
I mean, like, well, yeah, okay.
It's a good
if
book.
If you have not read it, then don't listen to this. But
la, 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 la.
Okay. It's when Phobos gets killed or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
He gets killed in two different
issues? He gets killed at the end of 21 or whatever. Okay. And then, like, right after that, like, at the end of 22 is, like, what happens right after that? And it shows him, like, in the Elysian Fields or whatever. And Ares walks up to him and they have a little conversation about how they just got killed.
Did they make out?
Wow, that's
We have a four-way tie. Ares getting torn in half. Bruce Wayne returns. Invincible and Friends kill a planet. And nothing stands out.
I'm going to go nothing stands out.
As somebody who apparently chose the only serious, or made the only serious.
I made a serious battle, the last battle of Six Gun. That was awesome. battle in the mall, man.
I mean, just in terms of.
I had nothing worth stands out industry. Is what my vote was. Now, I was torn between nothing stands out and whether the destruction of the planet and Invincible was worth it.
Okay, so you've got a tie between two of the ties.
I know.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go. I'll go with the planet thing. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, so you're nothing stands out, Ted.
I'm nothing stands out.
Devin, nothing stands out.
Yeah.
Good year.
Wait, all right, Seth. I don't think it matters because I think nothing
well,
stands
yeah,
out.
Well, yeah, that's going to win. So I made my choice when I voted.
Wow.
Seth is taking his principal stand.
I'm going down with Dennis Wertman's New York, which is...
I don't even know what that is.
It's a great book that...
did you review that for...
I did review it on heroesonline.com. It was a lost kind of artist from the 30s and 40s. Literally, his work was forgotten about, and James Sturm rediscovered it and brought it back to our attention.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, 2010, not a lot going on apparently with best moments of the year.
2011, you've got quite a year to beat.
Yeah. 2011, let's see what you can do.
And the next category is most underappreciated book / series of the year.
Okay, many to discuss here. Start things off is Air, Thor the Mighty Avenger, Big Questions by Anders Nielsen, Red Moon, Watchmen, Tales of Blood and Fire, Stuff of Legend, Hawkeye and Mockingbird, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, The Unwritten, First Wave, Batgirl, The Sixth Gun, Spider-Man Fantastic Four miniseries, Thunder Agents, Jack of Fables, Cowboy Ninja Viking, Haunt, Chew, Atomic Robo, and American Vampire.
Was Atomic Robo underappreciated because we didn't comment about tea?
I will say this. I find it very interesting that there are books that made both underappreciated and Comica's series of the year.
One of which is in a tie for most underappreciated. The Sixth Gun, and the other being Thor the Mighty Avenger.
All right. Well, there's nothing underappreciated about Thor the Mighty Avenger. Sixth I've heard. Gun.
That book has been talked about.
No, there's nothing.
I think everybody who's gonna appreciate it does.
And it was really underappreciated by people not going out and buying it and appreciating it after it got canceled.
I guess everybody that wanted to buy it underappreciated.
I think it's been more than talked about.
Yeah,
we did a show about it. I don't think it can be totally unappreciated.
Yeah, we haven't done a show about Sixth Gun yet.
Well, given the rampant like Facebook activity and everything on it, like I feel like there was enough put out there about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got enough love.
There was enough exposure out there. If it was going to catch on, it was going to catch on.
I'm sticking with my Stuff of Legend because nobody talks about that at all.
I would like to change my vote to Watchmen Tales of Blood and Fire.
Yeah, I just pulled up the cover of that. Nah.
You should listen to the soundtrack. Adam and I.
It has a soundtrack.
To that. It was amazing.
So we're going with Sixth Gun?
I'm not voting for that, but yeah.
I haven't even read it.
Yeah, Sixth Gun. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay.
Hey, again, this is Ghost of Podcast Future Adam. Just to point out the irony of the fact that the same book that just won Most Underappreciated is the book that won Series of the Year. Way to go, guys.
Yay! Okay, and the next category is...
Good job, guys. Way to sway the crowd.
Most confusing book of the year. Another landslide winner, I do believe.
I gave myself.
I think I know
this
where
one.
This is going.
Most confusing book of the year.
Tales of Bruce Wayne.
Done.
It's not what it's called, Devin.
All right, so we got Incredible
Hulk.
Hulks.
Rambles on and on for hours.
How many Hulks are there?
Oh, amazing. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm watching myself type about myself as I'm writing a Batman story.
I am so meta.
I want to know how many Hulks there are.
It's the Rainbow Brigade or something, right?
The Rainbow Hulks?
Yeah.
There's Red Hulk and a Green Hulk and a Blue Hulk and a She-Hulk and a Green She-Hulk and a Red She-Hulk and... I don't know. Yeah.
There's a blue Hulk? Isn't there a pool Hulk?
There's a blue Hulk.
There's a baby Hulk and a
mama
Hulk.
Hi, everybody.
How many Hulks are they?
He did have a son, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
I call him Sonny Hulk.
There's a lady Hulk.
Do you remember, how short, like 2 years ago that we were all going crazy over Planet Hulk?
Yeah.
Which is freaking incredible. You didn't like that?
I never read it.
Well, Planet Hulk was incredible, and that was, what, like 2-3 years ago, and then now Hulk is it a
planet of Hulks, or is it a planet
it was freaking
that is made
awesome.
Of Hulk?
He got sent
It was freaking awesome.
Devin, what you doing on your phone?
Weathercraft.
No farting around.
Anybody know what Weathercraft
Weathercraft
is
a great graphic novel.
Are you the one that nominated that one?
Probably so. Okay.
Jim
Woodring.
Jim Woodring, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
It says confusing in a good way.
I did not write that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that was Henry.
Maybe.
That could have been a Henry.
Smurf? It's smurfing smurfed.
Dude, it smurfed a smurfing smurf, like a big smurfing smurf, because all they did was say smurf. And I didn't vote for this, but I agree with it.
Was there a purple one in that one?
Yeah, actually there was.
The big smurf.
But no, it did. I'm going to go smurf a smurf, and today we're going to smurf the smurf out of that smurf.
Where did the purple smurf come from?
I don't know. He was angry. I didn't read it.
That's just smurfing great.
I read the $1 preview issue and I'm like, It's too many Smurfs.
Shield, Marvel, the Shield that they, whatever. John Hickman, I guess.
It is really confusing.
That's great.
X-Men, Pixie Strikes Back. I didn't even know that existed. Anybody?
I'm the one who nominated that.
Yeah. I showed it to you.
Yeah, oh, really? I really like the art in it, and I like the story at the end, but initially I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But who did the writing on that?
Catherine Eminem.
Yeah.
Who nominated S.H.I.E.L.D. for most disappointing?
I don't know.
That's confusing.
Most confusing.
I did. I didn't understand that book.
why were you confused?
What the heck happened, man? There's like the thing, and then there's some guy, and then there's like a thing, and
I think you should do some Cliff's Notes.
Like, do you mean the actual thing or what?
No.
It was really
okay.
Confusing.
Moving on.
What's the Box Man?
That's a manga. I know that.
Well,
much.
Then
never mind.
That's all I know.
Disqualified.
The Unwritten. Come on, really? Just read it. It makes sense.
Maybe they were confused.
Here there's a fail whale.
The Return of Bruce Wayne.
A fail whale.
No. Oh, he's new to Twitter.
But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, by the way, you can find Devin on Twitter now at Jada's brother.
Do you want to spell Jada for us?
I have not quite deleted that yet.
J-A-D-A-S.
Please don't delete it. That's awesome.
I can't yet because I don't even know my password.
He told you.
I told you your password.
I'm being too distracted by this television movie.
Well, no, you're going to delete it now, so I'm not telling you.
So now
I'm going to tweet as you for my tweet deck now.
I even know the password. I can tweet from you.
Oh, yeah,
we will all tweet for you.
It's not going to be, what'd y'all say? It's not going to be blue. It's not going to be verified.
Yeah, you're not important enough to get verified anyway. It's not going to be blue. I don't think any of us are verified.
No. I ate french fries today, y'all.
Okay, Return of Bruce Wayne, House of Mystery, Chew, Flash Rebirth.
Ooh, maybe I voted for that.
And that's all of them, because I actually have Return of Bruce Wayne on here twice.
It was that confusing.
And the winner of the most confusing
Return of Bruce Wayne.
Book of the year is Return of Bruce Wayne.
Why is that confusing?
Did you listen to the last episode of The Dollar Bin?
No, but I read all the comments where everybody was upset about how long it takes to explain a book.
Yes, exactly.
So what's the next one, my dear?
All right. The next category is Most Disappointing Book of the Year, which I have. Scott Pilgrim Volume 6, Scott Pilgrim's Finest Hour.
Really?
Apparently not.
Wow.
Well,
all the hype around it.
I almost voted for that one, but didn't. I've almost did.
Incredible Hulks, Metaphor by Ted McKeever, Greek Street, Daredevil, ooh. Justice League, Cry for Justice.
Justice.
Or Gay for Justice, if you look at the logo gay just for right. Justice. Dude, really?
Justice
it looks
League,
like
Gay
for
Justice.
Do you have one of these?
Oh, no.
I kind of
want
to see that.
Joe the Barbarian, no ending, WTF, except it comes out next week, or this week, it comes out today.
What?
The last issue
Joe the
Barbarian,
number 8 comes out.
Hmm. And that's the end?
Mm-hmm. It's the last issue.
Sweet.
Deadpool.
So the kid just has diabetes, right? That's the end? Someone gives him a Snickers bar.
Wilford Brimley comes up and gives him an insulin shot.
So that there it is.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
I wouldn't let diabetes beat me. I won't let it beat you.
So that's the end of the story, right? Okay.
Joe was just a young kid.
Okay.
Don't forget your oatmeal.
Deadpool, Merc with a Mouth, Batman Odyssey.
These are most disappointing.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
The Return of Bruce Wayne, Amazing Spider-Man.
Whoever said that about Merc with a Mouth can kiss my ass. That show is awesome.
Wow! If you type in Justice League Gay for Justice,
oh no, I can't.
Wow, there's some
shit
that comes up.
I am sure. There's like probably all sorts of fan fiction, and
there's some full-on hardcore Batman penetrating Superman action.
Yeah,
like,
I bet.
It's the third picture. I need safe search on one.
Okay. Anyway. you should search. Well,
apparently
Cry for Justice and look at the logo.
Wow.
But okay, let's. All right. Ex Machina, Volume 10.
Ex Machina,
Volume 10 and Issue 50. Yes, I know it's Machina, but I think
machina.
It's funny. These people do really say Machina and legitimately
Machete.
Think it's. Okay. Chew, Shadowland, Superman, Wonder Woman under JMS, and Wonder Woman number 601.
Was that also under JMS?
Was that the costume change?
Yes.
Seems like there's some like okay stuff in there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
besides just Merkle the Mouth, which is awesome.
Was there a big discussion in the forums about you, or was that in the comments? Yeah,
Joel got a beating in the forums because he's Joel said chew.
Yeah, I would imagine people are pretty freaking serious about that book.
It's a good book.
Wasn't part of his point though that it's disappointing because it's a book that you should like?
Yeah, which I get.
And the winner is Shadowland.
Any of us here read Shadowland?
Yeah, I read it.
Was it disappointing or was it good?
Freaking awful.
It was bad.
Yeah. I stopped before and I tried to catch up on Wikipedia and it sounded awful.
It's bad. But, like, look, there was literally one moment that would have been spectacular. If Marvel hadn't released that moment like everywhere 3 months before the book came out. That was Daredevil killing Bullseye. Yeah. That was the only, and it was in the first issue, and after that it was
But for people
horrible.
Like me who don't read the comic books on the interwebs,
it was a complete surprise. It was everywhere. Like, I don't read, I mean, I guess.
I pay no attention to that shit.
It was
and
bad.
I had no idea it was coming.
It was awful. And then that was the one nice moment. Like I said, that was the last page of the first issue. And then it was just awful.
You know what? I hope every spoiler ever gets ruined for you because that's what you do for everybody else.
Well, you're 5 years late on every other thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm busy.
Okay. So the final category, well, almost final category, because the last one was like who you want to see next year.
Word.
The next category is Dollar Bin Interview / Guest of the Year. And the nominees are Full Sanction, Neil Adams, Mark Waid, Mick Foley, Ron Friends, and
Tom DeFalco.
Tom DeFalco. Yeah, I got and that Ron right.
Okay. Were they a
Friends
combination?
And DeFalco?
Yeah, they're, okay. Yeah, we interviewed them together.
Whenever you always say like DeFalco and Friends, I always hear it as DeFalco and Friends, like pals of DeFalco. Yeah. Okay. So, it's a little awesome insight into my head.
No, I can hear that too.
Christopher Priest, Marv Wolfman, Steve Niles, and Robin Firth. And the winner is Neil Adams.
Dude, he talked about how he learned how to kill a cow with his bare hands.
Yeah,
it's the
only
talk.
Reason I did not vote for him is because I listened to that interview and I went out and bought Batman Odyssey. Oh my god,
it was way better just to listen to him talk about
that he is a salesman, because I don't know what he think he wrote. What I bought was in what he talked about, because that book was bad. The books I bought. The books.
Oh, wow. You bought
because think about when by the time that posted, it was like 7 issues out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Co-signed the shit out of this. Buy all 7 at once.
Yeah.
And wasted.
I was familiar with the first issue before we did that interview, and I was just like,
hey, you want to see Batman shoot some guns and other shit that doesn't make sense? And then a fly. The man bat swings in just for the shits and giggles, but maybe it's virtual reality, but maybe it's not.
Maybe
it's virtual reality.
It's a bat that's like
it's like Metal Gear 2.
It's someone's LSD trip. It's like, hey, what if Batman got reversed and he was like a man bat dude? There it is.
Who has the final category? Who would you most like to see in 2011?
I have that one.
Ah, Pepe Milan.
I really want to see that now, though.
I'm going to add Pepe Milan and Foucault Placenta.
I got to say, I'm really disappointed. When I met Neil Adams at New York Comic Con, he didn't have a fucking clue who I was or what interview I was talking about or anything.
Does that mean all his interviews are just that crazy?
Possibly.
Okay.
I think that just might mean he's crazy.
I'm okay with that. He was amusingly crazy.
And Tom DeFalco remembered me, like, specifically... And, like, was able to hold conversations about what we had talked about.
And apologized. He's like,
to
I'm
Sean
sorry that you're married to this guy. He's like, thank you.
So he was really, really cool and really nice. And he didn't just do an interview. Like, he really, like, listened and talked.
Yeah.
So I was really happy about him. But the last question was the who is it that you did not hear in 2010 that you would like to hear in 2011? To kind of give the Dollar Bin an idea of what we need to seek out to appease the listeners with the pitchforks and all that jazz. I gotta say, before I read this list, apparently a lot of you don't actually listen to the show or pay attention to what's going on at all anyway.
A lot of those people you guys have already interviewed. Like in 2010.
Really?
Really? Yes. I gotta hit his list.
I don't think I submitted anything.
So number one is Adam Casey. Now granted, we did not talk to Adam Casey in 2010, and we usually have at least a word with Adam Casey.
We can talk to Adam Casey this year.
Female cartoonists. Now, I don't know if you guys were on the show, but I believe we've had quite a few female cartoonists, or at least writers or artists, on the show in 2010, including Chrissy Zullo, who was on last year's award show.
Yep.
Yeah. Robin Firth, which Devin and I did an interview with.
Mm-hmm.
Pia Guerra.
Yeah, that was a really good interview.
We still got to get Danielle, whatchamacallit, on there.
Corsetta?
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying,
we got them digits.
We had a few female...
I think a lot of times in people's heads, there are more female creators than there actually are. I think females make up about 10% of...
Well, and I think they all want, like, Gail Simone.
No, yeah. But a lot of
that's the name that gets associated. Like,
it's only like 10%. Maybe.
Yeah. Somewhere. I mean, I think like people really complain about the lack of female creators at conventions and things like that. But if you look and make an actual list, it matches the percentage of female characters in comics.
Have you guys interviewed Bridget yet?
No, we haven't interviewed Bridget yet.
There you go.
It's in the works.
But,
all right. And then what is it? Doug Tenapel?
Tenapel.
With a capital N, really?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So what's Doug? What's he do?
He did a book called Creature Tech. He did one recently called, I think, Gear, that I saw for the first time Thursday or Friday.
Is he going to be at Harris Con?
Not that.
Always makes it easier.
Yeah.
Pepe Milan.
Pepe!
I think we kind of need to make that happen.
Seriously.
I'm really curious about this dude. Afternoon.
GB Tran.
Woo! Yes. He's going to be at Harris Con. Yes. You can make that happen. You could have made it happen in New York. And you could still call him and make it happen.
GB is awesome. He's the creator of Vietnamerican, he's a really awesome guy. And it's a really, really, really cool book. He's a great artist. So yes, I can very well see us interviewing GB. Roger Langridge? Really? Really? Nobody? Wow. Really? Roger Langridge?
Yeah. Yeah, we did that. We did. I was part of that interview.
Okay.
I was Chris Farley.
All right. I'll give you, if you look back through just the titles of the archives, you might not see it because it was the SPX wrap-up show, which Roger was one of the interviews in that. So if you just look back and didn't see interview, colon, whoever, all right. But that clearly means you're not listening to the shows. So you should go back and listen to the SPX wrap-up show, and you'll hear Roger.
Remember that time you wrote that thing? That was awesome.
Oh, God, yeah. And you'll also hear Sean fangirl on Roger.
When you wrote Fred the Clown, that was so cool.
Hey, Roger, I'm going to ask you 5 different ways to tell me how awesome you are.
That's pretty much what
I did. And he kind of did, so.
A couple years ago, the Dollar Bin did a little side recording with... Rob Young, who's now the owner of Borderlands, and Brian Eisen, and that was called The Flying Armbar. It was a wrestling podcast that we recorded on the side. Somebody has requested some more Flying Armbar. Interestingly enough, it was voted for to hear more Trey and Flacco, and I don't know if that was voted ironically, since we had already done the show in 2011. The very first show of 2011 was with Trey and Flacco.
I don't like Trey and Flacco. Because they're better than me. More interesting. If there's more Trey and Flacco, there won't be room for Ted. So maybe that's what everyone wants. So.
Aww, no Ted.
Less Ted. What do you want more of in 2011?
More
less.
Not Ted.
Fuck. Yeah, I would definitely have cried. If someone would have said, even if it was just one person just would have said, we want less Ted. I would have been done.
Aw, Ted.
I wish I should have done that anonymously.
Aww. You don't know who I am.
From this guy in California. Less Ted.
Aww. More not Ted.
More not Ted.
Aw, Ted. Adam said that the only person who could have double voted was Ted and not Ted.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I should have
Sean
that.
Was like, I think I'm going to anonymously vote. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to throw it away. I'll know who did it.
Not Ted.
Bernie Wrightson, which I agree with. I've talked to Bernie a bunch of times now in the last couple of years. He was on the panel that I did this and that I did not record. So
Adam doesn't record his own panels.
He will be at Heroes Con again, so you should be able to do that.
Yeah, so absolutely agree with Bernie Wrightson. Alan Moore, really? Really?
Hey, we can hope.
I could just, why don't you interview me and I'll use a crazy British accent. Pretend to be Alan Moore.
Coming live from inside the Warlock's cave. The Dollar Bin presents Alan Moore.
Was that who Jason Aaron wrote about?
Yes.
Just interview Jason Aaron.
Yeah.
Deal.
He who also has probably the second best beard.
Yeah. Interview Jason Aaron.
Alex Robinson.
Okay.
It's a possibility. Jim Shooter. I did interview Jim Shooter, and it was last year. It was at Baltimore Comic Con.
Yeah, good.
And did that was that one that also was interview, or was it one that went under Baltimore Wrap-Up?
I think it went under Baltimore Wrap-Up.
Okay.
But yes, I did interview Jim Shooter. It's in the Baltimore Wrap-Up.
Read show descriptions, people.
Walt Simonson. We've had the possibility. It's possible that could happen. Art Spiegelman, really? I mean...
Might as well throw in like Chris Ware and Chip Kidd and...
The Ghost of Jack Kirby.
Yes.
Which sounded strangely like your Alan
Steve
Moore.
Ditko.
Nick Spencer, which I'm totally down with that. I would like to get an interview with Nick Spencer. Maybe somebody should try to get him at HeroesCon. I don't know.
We have several people still.
Who's this? Devin? Devin?
I forgot we can't use his last name.
Devin?
Who's that guy?
Who's Devin? And then the last two people that people would like to hear from in 2011 are Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah, guys, again,
we had a whole discussion group, which was basically an interview.
Yeah.
Wow. Which was actually called Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah, that one, no. I don't, there's no excuse for that one.
And then the one we used the N-word.
Yes, okay. Jonathan Hick was the first person to ever use the N-word on the dollar bin.
The first person to use the N-word and have it left in.
Yes.
So you admitted it. You admitted it, you racist.
I don't know.
What?
I
knew our word.
It was racist. Left in, yes.
Who said it?
It wasn't me, was it?
No, who was it?
It wasn't me, was it?
It could have been. I don't know.
Oh, God. Let me check. Yeah, it is still Black History Month. Okay, just want to check. Okay.
Huh, on the last day of Black History Month,
we let our true feelings.
Sean let forth the bomb.
I don't know if anyone ever has. I don't know. I know that that was the
I would hope not.
I don't know if anyone ever has.
I was not present. I'll say it that way.
It was not me saying it. It was the character.
Niggity, niggity, niggity.
I quote Dave Chappelle a lot, and sometimes I forget.
And then the last person that was requested, which is actually the person of whom I made this category for, because I had a complaint by someone. He's like, well, I guess they can't vote for me since I wasn't on any of the Dollar Bin shows in 2010. So I said, fine, I will make a category for you, and that is Richard Morgan of Richard's Comics and Collectibles. And Richard does listen, and I'm leaving that in. That was Heather.
Yeah. Let's make sure that was not Devin.
Okay, I have to ask, did Richard bother to vote on the Dollar Bin Awards?
No, he didn't.
So he wanted you to make a category specifically for him.
I didn't vote on the Dollar Bin Awards.
Yes, you did. You got here. Today.
Yeah, because you guys made me.
I didn't make you do anything.
I don't even know why I came.
It's a three-way tie.
And how many of those people have already been on the Dollar Bin?
Well, it's a three-way tie between Adam Casey.
Yay.
Yay, Adam.
Trey and Flacco.
All 10.
Uh-oh.
Actually, two votes were for Trey, and there was one vote for Flacco. So really, it was two votes for Trey.
Oh, so you combine them?
Wow. Yeah.
And Bernie Wrightson. And I'm legitimately going to say that Bernie Wrightson's the winner.
I'd like to see more Trey and Flacco back. However unrealistic it is.
Flacco said he might be coming around more.
Yeah. So. Well, we've seen how much he's been back around.
Well, this is, we haven't recorded,
I guess,
much,
it really is only been a month, though. No. I feel like so much has happened in the last month.
I think that's it, guys. I think that's the Dollar Bin Awards of best of 2010.
Yeah. Yay.
For 2011, to make things a little easier, I'll probably do open voting again 2011. But I'm going to leave threads open on the forum. So throughout the year, when you guys see something.
That's like a lot better.
Yeah. When you guys see something throughout the year, go ahead and post on the forum on our site. That way we can keep a tally. That way at the end of the year, we can all just kind of go back.
It's hard to remember, you know? I mean, there's a lot of shit happens in a year, comes out.
Yeah.
Stuff gets overshadowed, and then you're like, whoa, wait, that was this year?
Well, it's like I was like, you know, we were talking about Chrissy earlier, and I mean, she did have some covers come out, but they were all like January, February, and then like, you know, Hack Slash, that was the very beginning of the year.
The Trade, though, Cinderella Trade actually came out.
But that's the same cover as issue number one.
Yeah, okay, but you know what?
It was like the exact same cover.
But it was published in 2010.
But, I mean, it doesn't
technicality.
But the thing is, that doesn't take anything away from Chrissy's covers, but it was way earlier in
the year. That's why she won. Because she's a badass.
Yes.
So everybody's snickering.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for voting. And don't forget, so I'm going to get this up on the website. All the people that contributed and voted, I'm going to post the winners of who won for contributing, some of the giveaways that we're doing. So go ahead and check those out. And if you won, shoot me an email and I'll mail you off some cool stuff that you won. Next week's show is going to be part two of the Mike Carey interview. Also, in next week's show, I'm going to announce the winner of the February Dollar Bin members section giveaway. So that's going to be the first giveaway of the Dollar Bin members section prize. Don't forget, you can sign up on that to win some stuff. Also, you're helping the Dollar Bin. Also, you're getting access to interviews as soon as they're recorded. And all the stuff that I cut out of the Dollar Bin shows goes into the member section.
I heard from one of the members that the Thor the Mighty Avenger stuff was pretty funny in the outtakes.
Totally worth it. Thanks for listening.